Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy Sunday, everyone, and I want to start today's show off with a special happy birthday greetings to my friend and sister and the amazing woman who makes me look so great in my pictures, Bridget Holland Stone, who is celebrating her birthday today. Happy birthday to you, my sister. I hope that you are really taking some time for you today and enjoy your special day. You have been such a blessing to me over the years, and I did not want to let this day go by without celebrating with you and letting the rest of the world know that you are celebrating your birthday today. So again, happy birthday to you, my friend, Bridget Holland Stone.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand. They won't understand.
Allow me to take this opportunity to welcome you to another life-changing episode of the A New Day Radio Show, where we do our best to educate and empower you, our listeners. I am so thankful for the opportunity to come before you at least twice a week and to invest in you, my listeners and my supporters. And again, I am asking you for your support on an empowerment cruise that we are doing June the 15th of 2014. And we are going to Europe. We are leaving New York or wherever you are, and you can join us in Barcelona. And then we're going to leave Barcelona. We're going to go to Rome. We're going to go to Marseille in France, and we are going to go all over the place in Europe. So we are looking for your support on the cruise. We are traveling on the Norwegian Cruise Lines. And for more information, I want you to call our fabulous cruise consultant, Mrs. Olinda Begg, and you can reach her on 203-539-0094, or you can reach her at 203-818-3174. Again, the numbers are 203-539-0094 or 203-818-3174. And you are going to be getting all the details from our fabulous, amazing cruise consultant, Mrs. Olinda Begg. And you don't have to worry because there's a payment plan in place, and you have approximately a full year to pay for this cruise, so it's not a strain on you. You want to take your entire family because we are going to be having a grand, grand time while you are enjoying what you have to enjoy with adult entertainment. Your children will be off doing amazing things right there on the Norwegian Cruise Line. So we look for your support and looking for you to join us every year. This is going to be an annual cruise. And for this first one, we'll be having a one-day seminar, the one day when we are at sea, and the rest of time, you're going to be enjoying family and meeting new friends and all of that. So as entrepreneurs, we encourage you to take some time off, invest in yourself. That cruise will be a business write-off for you. You all enjoy to take a break, and I tell you, we are going on the Epic, and I hear it is like no other cruise lines. I have never been on it. I have been on other Carnival cruise lines, but I hear the Epic is out of this world. So we look forward for you joining us June the 15th, 2014. And for more detailed information, we ask that you call our cruise consultant, Mrs. Olinda Begg, 203-539-0094 or 203-818-3174. So, before we get into this evening topic about potential, I want us to hear a word from our sponsors. This segment of the today of the A New Day show is brought to you by none other than AMD Law Group.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
All right, and remember, you're always welcome to be part of the conversation. And how can you do so? You may do so by joining us in the chat room, which is up and running. And also, my way of choice is that you call in 646-915-8166 so we can always hear your energetic voice. So again, 646-915-8166. And I really, really, really would love to get your input in this conversation. So, you know, this entire week, I have been thinking about the word, the topic, the subject matter of potential. And oftentimes we hear scholars and teachers say that, and even parents, that one is not living up to their potential. And as I thought about it, and as I seek to rebrand my own career, I begin to ask myself the question, is there a limit to potential? Can we finish our potential? Can we reach our potential? You know, so I want for you to call in, welcome guest 3191. I want you to call in and share what your views are on potential. Can you reach your potential? How much potential do we have? Is there a limit to our potential? So that's the three questions I place out on Facebook, and I'm hoping that people will participate by calling in and sharing their views. But my first question is, what is a potential? And it will be interesting to hear your take on that. So call me and tell me, what is potential? As I research and I look up the common words I have found which deals with potential are words like possibility, possible, as opposed to actual. I've found capable of being or becoming. I've found things like unlimited, untapped, and the list goes on and on. So as you hear the word potential, what comes to your mind? As I have, over the years, I have done classes on potential. I have included the subject matter in retreats that I have done. And there are certain things that comes up when we look on the word potential. As you look on the broad scope of a potential, I need you to focus and to concentrate on that as all the things that you have not yet done. And I want you to hear me on that. The things that we have already done and accomplished, they are no longer potential because we have already done so. So, for example, there are some of us who have made the decision that we want to continue going to school even in our old age. And we accomplished some great things. We got degrees and everything like that that we had not gotten when we were younger. And we tend to become comfortable and complacent. We cannot do that because we still have not yet reached our potential. Because our potential is unlimited. As you look on the word potential, it's like a seed that the farmer plants in the ground. I love to use illustration that deals with farm or farming because I am the daughter of a farmer. That's what my father did as his livelihood. And as a child, Papa would put different seeds in the ground, peas and corn. They would sow tomato seeds, they would do carrot seeds and turnip seeds and eggplant and pumpkin, all different seeds. And you know, when you are putting one or three seeds in a corn, they always put, I think, five seeds in the ground for the corn. And as those corn grow up on that stalk, you can look how many ears of corn is going to be coming up on that stalk. And as we look at that, we weren't saying that that is a stalk. We said, oh, that's corn. Or that's mango tree. Or that's an apple or a star apple or a plum tree. Even when it is just a seedling. So ladies and gentlemen, the same way we categorize those seedlings as to the definition of what they are when they are mature, it's the same thought about us as human beings when it comes to our potential. We have so much untapped potential in all of us, so much that our Creator has given us an eternal life in which to complete this potential that we have in us. So, I am sorry to disappoint you. It doesn't matter how affluent you are. It doesn't matter of how accomplished you are. It doesn't matter of the many things, programs, successes. It doesn't matter business growth. Everything that you have already accomplished is finished with. And you still have a lot of untapped potential that you need to begin to focus with. So it's like we all need to create a checklist. And as we complete the things, we check it off and we still keep going. We still keep going because there is so much to be manifested that we cannot accomplish one or two or 20 or 30 things and say, oh, it's time for me to relax and put my legs up because I have already done it. No, no, no. We must continue to work on those things that we have not yet done. You know, last Thursday I met a lady and she told me she was a retired teacher. She retired 3 years ago and now she has begun to teach dancing and fitness to seniors in her town. And she said, you know something? I had no idea that I was going to be doing this when I was teaching. I didn't know this was on my journey. And this is what potential is all about. We just need to be obedient and just step out there. There are a lot of times I know, especially for myself, I know I must step out. It is not clear to me why I am stepping out, but I just have a desire and an urge and a zeal that I must step out. And I know that that has to do with our faith. I know for me, because what I have found out over my lifetime is that my faith makes demand on my potential. For those of you who are spiritual or religious, they say faith is knowing what is true because we don't see, but we know it is true. And that's where the faith comes in. If you see the thing and if you know it, you don't need the faith. Faith is what you say, I don't know, boy, but I don't know what's going to happen, but I know something great is going to happen. And you accept it and you embrace it. I know for me that my faith puts a great, great, great demand on my potential. And I know for me, if had it not been for the extent of my faith, I probably would oftentimes give up before the manifestation of that particular potential. I tell you, as people, we need to all become a farmer in our mindset sometimes. Because each year the farmer keeps putting in seeds and he is seeing a bountiful harvest. Because what? He believes in the manifestation, or you can say in the potential of his soil and also the nutrient that it's going to give to his crop. So he is looking for a bountiful harvest. So he knows there's great potential in the seed. I know that as a child growing up, my father used to consult with what is called as a farmer's almanac. And what that does, it tells you the time of the year to plant which crop. And he stayed committed to that almanac, and so are all the farmers in the district. They would go out and they would purchase that almanac, and they would plan their planting around the recommendation and the suggestions of the almanac. They are doing so because they were looking to tap into as much potential of their crops as they can. So again, I want to remind you that our potential is like the seed which farmers plant. You put in one seed, but you're looking to know you're getting a bountiful crop. I also mentioned that my faith makes a great demand on my potential. Because let's look at the other thing that's a very great illustration to look on potential. To take a look at boot camps. If anybody has ever gone to a boot camp, whether it is in personal development or in the military or whatever the boot camp is for, boot camps are designed to let you stretch. And we must know that our potential is like new elastic. It stretches, but it never ends. There is still a lot more. It doesn't matter how much you stretch it. There is still so much more to come out of it. And that's what our potential is all about. The other thing I want us to focus on is that our potential is our untapped sources. There are so many sources left to manifest in each and every one of us. My heavens, we, no matter how we take a journal or something, and we are beginning to work on identify all those untapped potential that we have. We can never have a book large enough to document all of that, because there lies inside of us potential that we don't even know exists. So, how can we then stay true to our untapped sources to manifest our great potential? How can we stay true to that? The one thing for me is that I know I must stay connected. Connected to your source. Who is your source? Your creator. Because your creator is the only person who knows the potential that is in you. Because he knows the potential that's in you, that is why he can make the demands that he make on you, because he keeps looking at you. It's like you're at the boot camp and he keeps looking at you and saying, come on, what are you doing? You haven't even done half of what you're supposed to do. Get busy. You were created for this. You have endurance. You have the ability. You are robbing yourself. You are cutting yourself short when you take all these shortcuts in doing what you know to do more of. So you got to get out there and to just force and go and keep going and keep going, knowing that your potential is unlimited. It is untapped. And unless you give up and throw the towel in, you can never exceed your potential. I want to welcome guest 349 to the 99 to the show. We are talking about potential. And there are three questions that I had put out on social media. And I'm hoping that people will call in. And I want to share them with you, the people in the chat room. What are your views on potential? Can you reach your potential? Number two. And number three, how much potential do we have, each of us as a person? The number to call is 646-915-8166. However, if you choose to type it in the box, the little box below, please feel free to do so. because we just want to engage you in the dialogue. And for those of you who are listening, please call in and participate in these three questions. I want to tell you, I'm from the West Indies, so you're going to hear me talk, use fruits, either fruit trees or something from the farm as an illustration for each time I speak about potential. I want us, if you are from a tropical country too, you can relate to what I'm going to be saying right now. Let us look at a mango tree. You'll go to the nursery and you walk around and you look at the different mango plants and you said you want an East Indian mango plant, you want a number 11 mango plant, you want a Julie mango plant, whatever mango plant you want. Now, all you're seeing on that tag is the name of what you ask for. And you get in a plant which you take home and you plant it. And now every time you look and you go and water, you said, oh, I want to give that mango tree more water or more nourishment, whatever you are doing, mulching or whatever. And you keep calling that plant a mango tree. From you planted it until the day that it bore a fruit. Why is that so? You're calling it what it is because you know the potential of what it is. You did not need to see a mango on the branches when you bought it. The label said it was a mango. You ask for a mango, and you believe that as the plant matures, it will bring you mangoes in the future. Now, why are we able to have such belief in the plants or the vegetables or the fruit trees, yet in our own lives, we tend not to have any faith or belief in our potential? I want to encourage you to begin to see your lives as you view these plants and trees or seeds. And it will give you the comfort of knowing that just as I have faith and the belief in these seeds and plants, it's the same way I am having the belief in my untapped potential. I want to, while I wait on someone to call in here, I want to address the question I ask, what are your views on your potential? And for me, I am so focused in knowing that I have not even scratched the surface yet. So each time that I go out to start something or to do something, and somebody will say, oh, but you're doing this, you're doing that, you're doing the other. And I said, it's not about what I'm doing or have done in the past. It is about what I am called to do this moment. And I know once I begin to do the thing right now, and as I continue, then there's going to be something else that I ought to be doing, because that which I have already done can no longer be considered as my potential. The second question I asked was, can you reach your potential? And since I began the show, I think I've been going over that to say it's unlimited, it's untapped. We can never reach our potential. So long as we keep doing and we keep doing and we keep doing, we keep doing. And as one of my teachers mentioned, that we have eternity to do work on our potential. So don't get sidetracked by the fact that, oh, I have accomplished so much in life. Instead, I want you to begin to focus on, oh, there is so much more that I need to do. So much more that I need to do. So we must keep busy. We must keep focused so that we can concentrate on that which we were called to be. You know, we can never stop. We shouldn't slow down when we accomplish something, because as human beings, we kind of tend to just sit down and, yes, we pat ourselves on the back, great job, da-da-da, dee-da-da, we did this with that. However, we need to keep busy. Forget about that which you have done. Put it on the shelf and move on to begin to create something else. Because there is so much that needs to be done. Our potential is that unseen section of who we are. We cannot see our potential. No matter how we look. I've heard a story shared. I don't know who shared it, but I've heard it many times, that there was a family traveling on a cruise. And they were standing on the upper deck and they were looking out. They were sailing. They were at sea. And there was a little girl that was standing and she was looking through the place. And she told her daddy, "Daddy, I cannot see." And her daddy picked her up, placed her on his shoulders, and all of a sudden, the little girl exclaimed that, "Oh, Daddy, I can see further than my eyes can look." And as I listen to that statement, it reminds me of our potential. Because our potential goes way further than we are able to look. Way further than we are able to look. That's where our potential is. So it doesn't matter what our eyes are looking at, and we tend to captivate that. And some of us might even jot them down and create a plan around them. There is so much more that's on tap and so much more that is there. So our potential is unlimited. It's unseen. It's untapped. So how much potential do we have? Unlimited. Unlimited. For someone who is going to say, "I have X amount of potential," they are saying so because they have given up on what our Creator has called them to be. So know that our potential is far beyond our imagination. We are not able to tap into all of our potential. However, we must continue to be busy, to be consistent in doing that which we are called to do. And do not give up on any task or anyone that seems to engage us. we must understand that when someone tends to engage us into doing something, it's part of our calling. One means that will help us to focus on our potential is that we must focus on bearing fruits. If we are not bearing fruits, we are hopeless. Each and every one of us is brought into this world to bear different fruits. Bearing our fruits is considered as operating in our calling and purpose. So as we focus on bearing fruits, we are getting closer and closer to focus on our potential and all the potential that we are called to do. So, as we consider about fruit bearing, it's important because, again, I'm going out there. A lot of times you see some healthy, luscious tree. And although we are looking at that particular tree and we know what we planted there, it's been 30 years and that tree does not bear any fruit. It's like some daffodils that I have outside. I planted those daffodils since 1998. And man, are they pretty. They are so green. Last year, 2012, I got one bloom from those daffodils. So, although I am still referring to them as daffodils, because that's what I planted, that's what the labels say. But if you are to ask me, are they living up to their potential? My answer will be no. So, we don't want to be a lusciously green fruit tree, or we don't want to be a green daffodils with beautiful green stalks. And I have no doubt that the bulbs on the ground are healthy. We don't want to do that. We want to be a daffodil that bloom nice yellow buds, or a fruit tree that bear the fruits that it was created to bear. I tell you, it's not rocket science. Once we focus on using some illustration to guide us on this journey, we won't get sidetracked by everything else that is happening around us. We must be cautious because for those who are not bearing fruits or who are not focusing on manifesting their potential, we got to be careful that we are not cut off. Because like if you're occupying space, you just hear you're just hanging out. You know, who knows? Your creator might say, hey, I created Daphne to do such and such, but she's not doing anything. Why don't I just move her out of here and put somebody else there to do that work? Because this thing needs to be done. So instead of us focusing on how much potential we have, let us focus on what we need to be doing now and just keep busy. Don't keep a track of what you have done. Keep asking yourself, keep asking yourself how much more there is for me to do. How much more there is for me to do. And you keep focused on that. We are created so that we can recreate ourselves in others. And there are often times when parents will have children and the children end up going to their alma mater, they go to their colleges, or they want to be what the career that their parents pursue. However, sometimes as leaders and as teachers, especially those of us who mentor others, that's what we are doing. Because as we invest time in the growth of others, we are indirectly recreating ourselves in them. Because as they ask us questions about our career or our lives, we helps to illustrate to them and draw a diagram for them that will keep them on the right path. And we tend to say, I want to share this with you in order to shorten the learning curve. As there's a popular saying that goes that if somebody else has done it, there is absolutely no reason why you ought to go there to reinvent the wheel. So we are all created so that we can recreate ourselves in others. In order for us to be productive, we got to stay connected to our source. And it is very important, because if we detach ourselves from that source, our faith is going to be lacking. Our strength and desire is going to be lacking. We are going to succumb to all those naysayers who are telling us, oh, you can't do this. Or we will continue to focus on the things that we have already accomplished. And then we will leave our untapped potential there. There are many people who exit and leave this world with all of their potential untapped. So I want to encourage each and every one listening, whether you're listening live on the phone, on the tablet, in the chat room, on the PC, whatever, or an archive, I want to encourage you to, if you have not yet started, I want you to start right now to work on releasing your potential. You will never complete it. However, keep focus, keep track, keep working on it. And yes, you can take a second to pat yourself on the back once something is manifested. However, don't sit down and say, oh, well, I've done it, I have arrived. Because there is a lot more to be accomplished that you have no idea about. So you just keep going, just keep going, just keep going. For each and every one of us, we can examine ourselves as we view the topic of potential. We can actually look on it as a pregnancy. The one thing with this pregnancy is that we will not be full term at 9 months. We are continuously impregnated with our potential. And for those of us who stop focusing on our potential, and we begin to keep track of that which we have already done, and that's where our focus is on. And we begin to start sharing with people. Oh, look, this is what I've done. I've accomplished this. I was that. I was the other. So who cares? There is still so much more to be done. So when you stop to focus on that which you accomplished, focus that which needs to be accomplished. If you do not go back to that which needs to be accomplished, what you have just done is that you have aborted the pregnancy of the potential. So, each of us need to take this time and to look over our lives. How can we continue to nourish our potential? We must do it ourselves, because there are often times when there is no one that is going to be able to support us. And you probably ask why. Know that your potential is not for the next person. They do not understand. Even we as the impregnated potential person, even us sometimes don't know the full story. We just know this is what we need to do. And we start doing it. And as we begin to do it and we continue going, we get in more and more and more revelation. And at the end, we are so excited, it gives us energy to keep going on to the next thing. And this is why it is so important to have strong faith. When we are working on releasing our potential, we cannot have little faith. We must have great faith, because that is what will carry us through. I know sometimes there are spouses that they just don't understand the other person's purpose and calling that they are working on. But I'm here to tell you, whether you understand it or not, I encourage you to continue to support the person. Just support the person and said, boy, I don't know what it is you're called to do. I just want you to know that I'm here to support you. Our potential, when our potential is nourished, it helps us to bring healthy fruits. Healthy fruits. And again, look on the mentee-mentor relationship. Sometimes we as mentors, we get a fruit that is not so healthy to mentor. But boy, after we invest and nourish this fruit, it becomes such a healthy, healthy fruit. And that's what our potential allows us to do. There are certain affirmations that I just need to get a sip of water. Yes, nothing beats a cold sip of water, moistening the vocal cords. There are certain affirmations I encourage you to use to keep you focused and steadfast on releasing your potential. And I want to share certain affirmations that I've been applying to my life over the years. One of the affirmations I use quite often is, who I am is related to where I come from. Who I am is related to where I come from. I'm not talking about coming from my mom and dad. I'm not talking about coming from Westmoreland, from Jamaica, West Indies. I'm talking about coming from the source that creates you and I. So I keep reminding myself that who I am is related to where I come from. One of my other affirmations is, what I can do is dependent on who is supplying my needs. What I can do is dependent on who is supplying my needs. In other words, where's my resource coming from? My resource is not coming from man. My resource is not coming from Daphne. My resource is coming from my Father, from my Creator. And so long as I know that, and I keep that, I'm never ever going to be lacking. My supplies will never run out. So, with him by my side and he has my back, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Because all my supply and all my resources are coming directly from him. Because I focus, or anyone who focuses on their potential and releasing their potential and know that there's so much on top, what that has allowed us to be, it put us as a river. You know, a river keeps flowing. It keeps running. It keeps running. It keeps running. However, there are people who sit down and they are lackadaisical and comfortable, not focusing on their potential. And what happens? They are reservoir, because they just have all that thing just piled up and it just keep in there. And they're not doing anything with it to enhance the lives of anybody else. So our goal is always to be a river versus a reservoir. Our river, or being a river rather, will help us to make a difference and an impact on the lives of other people. It will also encourage them to tap in and focus on their potential as well. You know, before I share what I was going to share, I didn't share it Wednesday. I want to share something else that happened after I share my other two. Who I can rely on depends on where I come from. So that's another affirmation that I do. And I know it doesn't matter how challenging things get with me. It doesn't matter how many times I've been knocked down, stamped out, kicked, punched, whatever the enemy tried to do. It really does not matter. So long as I focus and said, who I can rely on depends from where I come from. And I know that because my Father is my source. My Heavenly Father supply all of my needs. Not some, not one, not two. All of my needs are what my Heavenly Father supply. Who I am is Love is in relationship to the quality of my product. So because I know where I came from, I know who my resource is, I know what I am made up of, I know who I can rely on, and because of all those reasons, I can put out good fruit. Not only for myself, but for the people that I work with and support. Before I continue, I want to share something that happened to me last Thursday. I visited a town. Those of you who are connected with me on Facebook probably saw me put it out there. I visited one of the towns around Connecticut, and I went, I had a meeting in one of the, in the municipal building in a certain department. And after I filled my appointment, I decided that there were other agencies in the building that could do with my products and my services. So I went into each of the other offices that I knew were there, and I shared my business card and told them what it is that I do. Well, I went to the first place, and she told me about another agency that was on the second floor. I went to the second floor, and she told me about another office that was down the other end. I went there, and then she told me about another office that was at the lower level of the municipal business. And when I walked in there, the office is like structured at the back. I had to like walk through the a big room, like a big conference room. I had to walk through that, and I had to go into the office. So there were three women there who were speaking, and I said, "Excuse me, my name is Daphne Clark Hudson. I am." And by the time I was getting ready to say what I do, one of the women held her head up and said, "I know you. 15 years ago, I attended a retreat that you did," and she told me the name of the place where I was that we did the retreat. And she continued speaking, and she said, "You told me something back then that has changed my life forever. It also, I use it with my children, I use it with my husband, I use it with the people I work with, and here is what you told me. You told me that I should not underestimate my being a volunteer, because in this position, there might be one person that I can make a difference in their life, and that will be worth it." And I have been using that. I have said that to my husband, my children, my staff, my co-workers. I've been saying that to them for 15 years. And she looked at me and she said, "Do you remember saying that?" And I said, "Yes." I said, "The event was at," and we named the place the event was at. And I said, "What's your name?" Because I did not remember her name, and she told me about it. And I'm saying that as we embark on our potential in this life, one never knows what kind of a legacy are we creating for somebody else. We never know. So I'm sharing that to tell you that you might be the only smile that some person see. Just walk around every day and smile and make sure that you are touching lives. The next thing I want to share with you about potential is that I know for me, whatever God has called me to do, He has provided for me ahead of time. So when He has called me to do something, I don't need to worry about it, because He's my protector and He is going to see me through. Even when it appears as if there is no way out, He is giving a way out. It is there. What He called us to do, He has provided for ahead of time. So take courage. Take hope, knowing that you are not alone when you begin to focus on releasing your potential. I coined this phrase for myself as I think about potential. I said, our potential has made us people of the not done yet. You know, not done. Oh, a lot of times we say, God is not finished with me yet. And that's the truth, because we never know. So we can very well categorize ourselves as people of the not done yet. It doesn't matter how much we do. We are still people of the not yet done, because once we think of our potential, we got to think about the not yet done. What is there else to do? Lord, show me what to do. Lord, where are you going to take me? You know, do I have to go to this place or that place or the other place? Lord, just take me there. Show me, Lord. Show me what it is you want me to do. Oh, and you start doing that and say, wow, I'm really enjoying this. And before you know it, that thing is finished and you got to move on to the next one. The one thing I'm here to tell you is to just enjoy the journey. Because you never know how long the experience is going to last. So enjoy it, because you are probably getting ready to linger on this thing for 2 months, 3 months, and in a day it's gone. And you did not enjoy the moment because you were taking the time to analyze and assess it. So I want you to start seeing yourself as part of the tribe of people of the not yet done. Not done yet. There's still so much more to come out. What we already done is no longer motivational. Isn't that the truth? If you look on the athletes and everything as they play, look on the Tiger Woods and that. He's always making new records. He's always doing something better. Because what we already done is boring now. What I say, it's all story. It's water under the bridge. So tell me, what can you do? You know, the other day somebody was calling me, and every time he calls, he keeps saying the same thing. And I'm saying, tell me something new. What's new? Don't call me every day to tell me you're thinking about me. Tell me something new. I've heard that too much. You already say that. So find another term. Say something else. Because you already said that. Let me hear what you got. Create something else and come up with something else. I think I mentioned this before, but I want to go over it again to let you know not to be discouraged as you begin to concentrate on releasing your potential. I'm saying not to be discouraged, because we have eternity to do it. There's no deadline. We don't have to do it in 6 months, 2 years, 3 months, whatever. We have eternity to do that. So we just need to show up and be obedient and just do what Daddy tells us to do. Don't get comfortable. Know that I got work to do. You know, a lot of times you hear people hire day workers and they say, oh, I don't want to hire them again because they are just like sitting down, not doing anything. I didn't hire them to sit down. There's work to be done. Why are you sitting down? So it's the same thing Daddy is saying. Daddy does not want you to be sitting down because there is so much work to be done. I want to encourage you to stay faithful, stay true to that which you are called to be. And I want to share a few points here that will guide you on the path to releasing your potential, or keep releasing your potential, and enforcing the belief that you can never finish releasing your potential. You can never tap all of your potential, because if you do, it simply means you are no longer here. Here are some tips that works for me, and I pray that they will work for you. As we concentrate on releasing our potential, we must know our source. Connect spiritually. Invest in your spiritual health, whatever that means for you, knowing that you are not your source. So you must connect to your source. You know you don't have the ability, nor the power, nor the courage to do anything, and that's why you must stay connected to the source. As you stay connected to the source, it is important that you understand your Creator's system. You know, our Daddy has a system that He expects for us to operate by. We must spend time to study it and to understand it and to know, how are we going to apply it to helping us releasing our potential? The next thing I want to encourage you to do is to know your purpose. Why are you here? Yes, each and every one of us was created here for a reason and a purpose. What's yours? I encourage you that if you don't know, you need to get yourself a mentor or a coach that will help you to work on it, to hone it down, and to really understand about what is your purpose here on earth is. There are many people who have spent their entire lives chasing their shadows, and it ends up that they live here and without tapping into any of their potential. And you hear people say, oh, it's a shame that Doris died. Doris had so much potential. Oh, if she had lived. And that's why we need to live one day at a time, because we don't know how many days are promised to us. So why not just focus and enjoy and give our best each and every day? The next thing we must do is learn our resources and understand our resources. Each resource that will be downloaded in us will be for something different. If we do not understand what each resource is for, we will end up applying them to the wrong things. We will begin to abuse them, and we will end up neglecting them. So we must learn to know our resources and understand our resources and know how to apply them. One of the other things that is important in order for us to experience abundant crop as we release our potential, we must have them in the right environment. So let's be cautious as to the company we keep. What they say, oil seeks its own level. So we need to be around like-minded people. Because if we don't, we are going to be damaging those resources that has been trusted to us, because they cannot get any nutrient in the environment that we have them in. So we must focus and identify and stick to and stay committed to the right environment. These resources that are trusted to us, we must respond to the responsibility of taking care of them. Remember, they are entrusted to you, not to somebody else. So don't delegate someone else to be responsible for your potential, because it is your responsibility. You must respond to taking care and the responsibility of it. The next thing I want to do and to encourage you to do is that you must guard and protect the well-being of your resources. Guard and protect the well-being of your resources or your potential. You must cultivate each potential as it is brought to you to manifest. You must cultivate it, harvest it, then go back for the next one. Cultivate, harvest, deliver, go back. Once you deliver that, it's no longer your responsibility because you have already done that. So you need to always keep going back. Once you deliver, you keep going back. So you cultivate your potential and you keep going back for new things, delivering, going back. You know, people going to be saying, you know that Dolores, she is just so busy doing that which she's called to do. And I've found out, ladies and gentlemen, that when we operate on that, we will not have a life of regret. Once we cultivate those potential that we are given the responsibilities for, we do not have any regrets whatsoever. None. No regrets whatsoever. The last thing I want to share with you in pertaining to manifesting releasing your potential is to manifest each potential with love. It doesn't matter what we do, we must do it with love. As we go out each and every day, as we encounter people, there are many times we are going to encounter people who are different from us in different ways. Let us love them with the love of the Lord. Let us embrace and encourage them to manifest their potential and to keep working on their potential. Do not focus on other people, because they are called to manifest their potential, and so are you. You are called to manifest your potential. So there are times when our path will cross somebody else that is working on something. But it is not for us to trade off or to switch. It is for us to embrace and encourage and to continue. So I just pray that you have gotten something out of my discussion about potential today. And I encourage you to put some of these, or if not all of these, into your toolkit and draw them out when you're ready to use them, because they are going to be able to help you on your life journey of manifesting and releasing your potential. Know that you are a river. There is so much that's running, acres and acres and acres and acres and acres. That river is on top. There's no end. Remember what the little girl said, "Daddy, I can see further than my eyes can look." And it's the same focus I want for you and I to hold, is that our potential is farther than we can look. So once we are called, I just want us to be obedient. I want us to continue to nourish them and keep them in the right environment. Be around the right people. Know what we are about. Don't fall for everything that is there. The things that you are called to, examine and inspect them before, because a lot of those things can be detrimental to you releasing your potential. So, I see you again on Wednesday. Each week we are on twice a week, Wednesdays 10 a.m. to 12 noon, and Sunday nights at 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. I want to remind you that we are going on the cruise June 2014, and I want for you to call our cruise consultant, Mrs. Olinda Begg, Olindabegg, and her phone numbers are 203-539-0094, 203-718-3174. Again, the numbers are 203-539-0094, 203-818-3174. And the cruise consultant is Mrs. Olinda Begg. And we are going on a cruise to Europe, and we will be sailing out of Barcelona. And wherever you are, you can join. We will be leaving from New York because we are in the East Coast. However, wherever you are, you can leave from where you are, and you can meet us up in Barcelona, Spain. And we're going to go to Rome, we're going to go to Marseille, France, and we're going to go to some other places, and then we're going to be at sea one day. And once you call Mrs. Begg, she'll give you the whole itinerary. She will also give you the payment plan, because there's a payment plan for you to do it comfortably. So I encourage you to join us on that cruise on June the 15th of 2014. And again, if you have any amazing stories that you would like to share on the radio here, I want you to reach out to me and message me here or on Facebook. I encourage you to follow me on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, on my Facebook link to always Dynamic, Facebook.com at Dynamic Daphne. I visit my website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. And for those of you who are interested in supporting the Empowering People Foundation, Inc., that's for the breakfast feeding program that I have for my school in Jamaica. So again, I want you to go out there, focus on releasing your potential. Know that you are not a reservoir, that you are a river. And I want you to go out there and tap into all that is there for you to tap into. Again, this is your host, Dynamic Daphne, and I look forward to being on the air with you again on Wednesday at 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Stay blessed and have a fabulous, fabulous week. I love you.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
My destiny. Breaking of day.